Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we are delighted that you are here. Rod's a trans channel, and it means his consciousness is entirely gone. He doesn't even know who comes through until I tell him later. But we have wonderful, wonderful beings, and we're always look forward to who's going to come this evening. We'll take questions in order. And let's get going.
Hello, dear one.
Hello.
This is Lady Sophia.
Oh, Lady Sophia, what an honor. Thank you so much. All right. Can you share with our callers and listeners why you are the one volunteering to come this evening?
Oh, this message is one that is near and dear to my heart.
This message, can you share what message you mean?
All of you wonderful people on the planet have a wonderful, wonderful change coming. And I wanted to be the one to say that.
Okay, yes. Like we've been telling people, big changes. Watch for big changes. You're talking big, wonderful changes, yes?
And this month.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Lady Sophia. All right, we have Cindy. Welcome, Cindy.
Hi, I just got on, so I didn't hear what was just said. Could you repeat that, please?
I said there are wonderful changes coming this month for humanity.
Wonderful. And who am I talking to?
This is Lady Sophia.
Thank you for being here, Lady Sophia. My first question is, how is the war going on in space? Have they cleared out all the sections with Thor's hammer?
Almost complete.
And when do you expect that to be completed?
This month.
Okay. The CERN had a major explosion, and it killed three scientists, and major damage was done to it. Was this intentional that this happened?
It was.
And who had it happen?
This was the, what you call, I believe, the White Hat.
Oh, did he? Those are the good guys, correct?
Correct.
Okay. questions are coming up whether Jeff Sessions is to be trusted. Q said, is Sessions to be trusted, question mark, and then in capital letters, he went boom. So what does that mean?
This one is a mixed bag.
Oh, okay.
Really?
And what about Mueller? Is he not a good guy?
He's a mixed bag also.
Okay. Are they playing this together then?
Yes, and there's another involved in this play.
Okay, you're fading out. Who is the other one that's involved?
Cindy, let her say again.
There is another involved in this play that we are speaking of.
Okay, and who is the other one?
Trump.
Oh, okay. Okay. Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany, was voted in again. Was this a rigged election?
Tomorrow, yes.
Okay. And how soon will North and South Korea merge into one country?
That's expected towards the end of the month.
End of the month. Okay, there's elections going on in Italy, and it's sort of a battle going back and forth. Will the end result of whoever gets elected, will that be a good person?
Will be a person of the light, yes.
Right. And when will this be decided?
In a couple of weeks.
Okay. And then in the Maldives, their current president is a dictator and not a nice person. When will he be removed from office?
Other things will take care of that problem.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your answer.
Other things will take care of that problem.
Okay. And then there was a Russian plane crash in Syria with 32 people aboard. Was this just a mishap or was it intentional?
It was set off by those who don't have humanity's best interests at heart.
So there was important people on that plane they wanted to eliminate?
Correct.
And what type of people were these? Were they military, political?
Both.
Both? Okay. Okay. And then in Britain, there's been millions of lobsters, starfish, and birds that have died on the beach. Can you explain why that happened? Is this natural or something else?
An indicator to humanity that it is not things as usual happening.
Okay. So these beings, they gave their life to let people know this?
Yes.
Okay. And then it's speculated that on March 11th that Trump is going to make a major announcement saying that the arrests are starting and that the military will be brought out to do these arrests, and it'll be like over the national broadcasting system. Do you know if this is going to occur?
This will occur.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your answer.
This will occur.
Okay, and it will occur on the 11th?
Yes.
So for people like myself, because it says it's going to be mainly in Washington, D.C., and there's going to be riots and such. In the other part of the country, will it affect people like me and the average person on the street? Will there be problems for us, like getting money out of the bank or going to work? Anything like that?
No.
Okay.
The riots that have been organized will be way less than they hope in effectiveness.
Mary, she's not coming through very good.
She says that the riots that have been organized are going to be way less than what has been predicted or wished for by the organizers.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is there anything personally you'd like me to know, Lady Sophia?
About?
Surprise me.
All of this planning that you're doing, you're going to find is not exactly useful.
So I just did a transaction today that's in process this evening. Was that a wise move to make?
It was.
It was? Okay. I didn't hear the last word or two.
It served.
Okay. And then there has been said that these humongous ships are... above us more than normal. There was a couple to begin with, and there was sort of like an SOS call that went out to have more of these large ships come in. What is the approximate physical size of one of those ships?
Are you talking about ships from places other than Earth?
Oh, yeah. These are for something that's going to be occurring this month, hopefully.
Yeah.
You can read. I give you permission to read my thoughts.
Yes. Yeah. They will be slightly less than the size of Rhode Island.
Mary, I could hardly hear. I'm sorry.
Slightly less than the size of Rhode Island.
Oh, I'll have to Google Rhode Island. Okay. Well, that's all I have at the moment. Thank you, Lady Sophia.
You're most welcome, my dear. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy. If you think of anything else, you can call back. Okay. The event that Culver has spoken of on a number of different occasions, but has not given really much specific information, which I'm sure is the correct situation for that, but there seems to be quite a bit more information now out about it. And can you speak to any comments generally to make about the event that is coming?
Freedom. You're going to be given freedom and upgrades, huge upgrades, dear.
Okay. Is that accurately projected for the month of March?
Absolutely.
So the information that I've been given is basically correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Good. Now, a listener has raised the question that arrests are ongoing and yet publicly not known Is it better to have the arrest of the dark hats, should we say, the nasties, happen after the event when people's consciousness is a bit higher in general, the general consciousness? Is that a part of the plan, and is it a safer way to go?
After the event, the nasties, as you call them, won't be present.
Okay.
So there won't be any need to arrest them.
Okay. All right. You're talking about the ones that will be the ones whose soul path's energy will be taken to the great central sun and dissolved and reused later?
I am indeed.
Okay. Does this include all the reptilians that are present on the planet today?
Most.
Okay. Most, because some time ago I was told that it would be 4 to 5 years before the reptilians left the planet. And as we were dealing with the reptilian situation here on Maui, and I was looking for, obviously, some relief. So this has been speeded up significantly. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. I am saying that.
Excellent. 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 Okay. Will the major mainstream media, which we call the lamestream media or the lying media or the fake news or whatever, will they be gone with the event of the event?
Surely you just, you know they will be gone.
Not just cleaned up, but gone.
Gone.
Okay, I guess that was the other part of my question. Gone. Okay, very good. A woman named Allison Coe has finally had her videos reach me, which I understand a number of people saw within the last year or so, maybe less than a year. Her material seems quite genuine to, I think, those of us who have watched the videos. Is this correct?
It is correct. She has a way of getting that information that not distorted, shall we say.
Okay. Okay, so her work is pure and genuine. Yes. And
correct.
Yes, and then there's a woman named Angela who is connected with her departed son, Chris, I believe his name is. And that feels genuine also. There's quite a bit of information from her. Is this true?
Yes. The information on the event is coming out from many different sources, many different people on your planet, so that you can feel comfortable.
Oh, we like that a lot. Okay. That's wonderful. Okay. There's been quite a bit of information reportedly from Saint Germain, obviously through a channel or one or more channels, that speaks of not just one new earth, but several or multitudinous, depending on consciousness or whatever. Can you address this at all? What's really the whatever accurate information you can provide?
Dear one. In spirit, there are no limitations. You can have as many as you want.
Okay. So our individual creative abilities will come into play, and we can create whatever earth we want, each one wants, or two people together create the same one, or a family creates the same one to be together.
Or a nation.
or a nation, okay, all right, which would require everybody's participation if it's the case of more than one person. Everybody needs to be on the same wavelength, so to speak. Yes.
In tune.
In tune. All right. In tune. Okay. Very good. There was a very kind of not nice email about some ships registered to China, I believe, that were discovered with American body parts that were being shipped overseas for training in medical schools and maybe other purposes. Can you speak to this?
Yes, this occurred. And it was some Americans' idea of entrepreneurship.
Okay, am I to presume that some of this was done without the donors or the donor's family agreement?
100%.
100%. Okay, so these were basically bodies that were stolen from various places in order to create a business of selling real body items,
right,
which I can understand would be valuable for medical research, people in medical school learning about the body and so forth. But aren't there models and plastic representations and so forth that are basically just as good now?
Actually, the models are more expensive than the real thing.
Okay, because if the models are going to pretty much be like a real body, they would be expensive to create, would they not?
Yes.
So the real thing is cheaper. That makes sense. Okay. This is not something I like very much. But I do understand. Okay. March 1st executive order that Trump put out that deals with, as I understand it, setting up a situation where the military can actually arrest civilians, which has not been in the military justice code before. So he has added to that. Is that correct?
Most correct. The military is going to be your savior.
Oh, yes. I totally am on track with that. There are so many good people in the military. And now it's pretty well cleaned out of those that aren't similar to white hats, right?
Correct.
Yes. Okay. So they can arrest civilians. And then civilian, is it true that in this executive order or its annex, civilians can arrest other civilians and call for military backup in the case where that might be appropriate?
If they have been put in a position that they have that authority, yes.
Okay. All right. And some will be given that authority? Or have been given that authority?
Yes.
Or would be, yes. Okay. And it also sets up, as I understand it, Nuremberg trials as a model for the military tribunals, where these, whether they're civilian or military, people could call the nasties, for lack of a better word, that they will have military justice rather than standard statutory court process. Is that correct?
That is correct, because the military, the last place left that isn't corrupt.
Yes, that is. That certainly feels like an accurate statement. Bless the military and what they are doing and not putting themselves on the line in so many ways, and have been for months and months. As quiet, yes, yes, correct.
Yes.
Okay. Prepared preparatory actions toward this time when things will become more public.
Yes, indeed. You owe them a great thanks.
Yes, this is very true. And it's my understanding that Trump has planned, tentatively planned, for November 11th, a military parade in Washington, D.C., with its purpose of honoring the military. Not like military parades in other countries where the dictator or head wants to show off military might. This is an honoring thing. Is this correct, and can you expand on it?
It is correct, and as with all intentions, it counts.
Okay, okay. Do you see this actually taking place next November 11th?
You know my answer has to be no.
Right. Okay. And that's not because the intent has changed. That's not. It's because Earth
changes.
Big changes. Earth and humanity will be in a very different space. Where that would simply not be fitting, right?
It won't occur.
Yeah, it won't occur. Okay. Okay. A lot of people are dealing with smart meters, and the electric company in their vicinity, under which they are needing to get their electricity from, are being very invasive, forceful, not allowing a voluntary opt-in or a voluntary opt-out. Will this change soon?
You really want to put me on the spot, I see.
Well, everybody knows smart meters are not healthy if they've been paying attention. It's in today's world.
That is correct.
Yes.
They are not healthy. And this phenomena will end this month.
Great. That is great. I love the creative solutions people have come up in years past to mitigate the effects if they are forced into a smart meter, and to, in some cases, completely nullify the nasty stuff that comes off of the smart meters. Okay, and those were done strictly for one, control, and two, consumer marketing. Is that not true?
Those things and data gathering. Gather data about the people.
Yes, just another surveillance tool of a different kind.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I read an article today about a bomb in the Pineview, Utah school that was found and did not, I understand, and did not do any damage, was found. Is this true?
It is so.
No damage. Nobody hurt.
Nobody hurt. Mm-hmm. Just a kid wanting attention.
Yeah. Yeah, the kids that want attention are ripe for this. The kids that are some of these awful drugs, so they don't think clearly. Kids who are in the Child Protective Services, what a joke, unfortunately. Certainly doesn't serve children generally, kids without proper parental supervision involvement. There's a lot of kids that are vulnerable to this type of stuff, are there not?
There are. Isn't it a shame what has been done to the children of your country?
Oh. Just the educational, well, dumbing system alone, without all these other things, has done them a huge disservice. But they have no clue how life works. And it's very, very sad. I'm trusting that they will be taken care of in the big changes that are coming and, for the most part, be able to recover some sense of themselves and sanity and intelligence.
Absolutely, will be taken care of.
Awesome, awesome. And then in contrast, there's a small percentage of kids who have a lot of parental support, who are very bright, and who are doing amazing things. They're creating stuff and inventing stuff and building stuff and spelling long words backwards and competing and just huge accomplishments. Musicians, talented young musicians, et cetera, these are so special.
Showing everyone what the possibilities are.
That's right. And one of the good movements, I understand, is that homeschooling is going through the roof. That parents, even if it's very inconvenient, parents who realize the lacks in the public school system are stepping up and figuring out how to do this.
Because they care.
Yes, they care, and they see what's going on, and they want to do the best by the children, whatever way they can. Yes. Okay. There's an email out about what is labeled the 85th holistic doctor. I don't know if that number is correct. Mark Flanagan as the latest one. Is this true?
Yeah. He was murdered.
Yeah. Okay. I think I know at least one other medical doctor who's targeted. I presume that the good ones in Hawaii, because they think we're just kind of hillbillies out in the hill somewhere, that they're pretty safe. Is that true?
Let's make it so.
Okay. Okay. Particularly the one we have in mind that asks for full protection for him. Okay. Thank you. All right.
You're welcome.
Okay. Okay. Is this basically carried out by people in hired by Big Pharma, as opposed to, say, the Clinton body count or something like that, that this is really a Big Pharma or FTC move than these doctors?
It's the entire medical establishment.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yes. So the Western medical establishment. Okay. Brett, if you'll limit yourself to 5 minutes, that would be great.
Okay.
Welcome.
Hi. And
hello,
this
dear.
Is Lady Sophia.
It is.
And I believe I don't know if your speaker's on correct. You're kind of low. I believe you're an ascended master or mistress.
I'm not exactly ascended because I didn't have a physical life.
Oh, you have not had a physical life on the planet Earth?
Correct.
Okay, and so are you in the spirit world?
I definitely am.
And what sphere or dimension are you in? Or the third, the fourth, or?
I'm in the 11th.
Wow, the 11th. And was the eighth, from what I've heard, the eighth sphere is being at one with God. Is there truth in that?
Some.
Uh-huh, okay. So, this, I'd like to comment on the soul condition. So the soul condition, and then your soul condition and degrees of love. So when you go to the spirit world, you go to a place in the spirit world that is equal to your soul condition. Is there truth in that?
Well, when one transitions from a physical incarnation, the first place they go is to a review.
Yes, I'm aware of that, yes. But
so,
my question on this is, does this correlate, the soul condition and the place that your soul is in love, or the degrees of love that we have in our body, how does this place us in the new earth? I've been contemplating this, our soul condition, where we are in degrees of love, and how will this place us in the new earth? Can you comment on where we will go in the new earth in comparison to what degrees of love we have in our soul?
When you get to the new earth, all will be changed. It's going to be a huge transformation.
Okay, so, but degrees of love do have a place in where you go.
Yes, they do.
Okay, and I just went to Allison Co., and it was quite expensive. I think it was $500. And she really didn't get me under. But can you comment on my reading with Allison Co.? Because I think I went under a little bit, but I didn't go on in a deep hypnotic trance. So can you comment on my session with Allison Co.?
Are you sure you want me to?
Yes, I allow you to enter my mind and my personal thoughts, and yes, I would like the truth of what you're welcome to tell everybody the truth of what happened with my session with Allison Co.
You have some subconscious beliefs that tend to block you from allowing the hypnosis.
So I was wondering about that. Okay, so it wasn't cloaks that were preventing me. So it was more of a subconscious thing that was preventing me?
Correct.
And what did come up, there was quite a few things that did come up. Were those truth, or were they just
fragments of truth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I guess one last question is the cloaks, the unloving spirit influences. How many are on my body? I think there's more than one.
Three? Yes.
And are those unloving influences?
Yes.
And if I would do Sananda's golden light, spiraling golden light, would I imagine that would help?
That would serve.
Okay. I think I've had my wondrous questions tonight. Can you give me a beautiful parting answer as I as I leave, can you say a few words for me?
Willing.
What was the word?
The hallmark of truth is simplicity.
Your speaker's not quite on tonight. We can't hear you tonight very good.
She says the hallmark of truth is simplicity.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Brett. Okay, Carol, welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. My question tonight is, I've been told there's a part of my subconscious that doesn't want me to heal. Do you see that as a problem for me at this time?
No, I don't.
Well, thank you. I'm very delighted with that answer. And my rotator cuffs are still very painful. Would a hot stone massage help those to heal?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, very good. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Mary.
Okay, Carol. Thank you.
Hi, I have a personal question. After the event, how long will it be before I'm with Francois?
It will take you a great deal of time, dear one. It will take you a
while. Mary, I didn't catch that.
She says it will take you a great deal of time as long, and then please listen to the rest.
As long as it would take you to think of them.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Lady Sophia. I'm so grateful you're here tonight. Namaste. Yeah.
Namaste.
She was very pleased with that answer. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Yes. Okay. All right. What I understand of the report about the North Pole at this time being around 43 degrees, which is, of course, anything but traditional. It's my understanding that that's a fake report created by Google. Is that correct?
Actually, given to Google.
Given to Google by the nasties?
Yes.
Yes, but Google is kind of the nasties too, is it not?
Yes, well, there are levels.
There are levels, okay. At the same time, there was a report of a Russian ship stepping in to rescue the northeast part of the United States. It's freezing cold, and they've depended on several states there, beginning with Maine, as the northern one, most northern one. Their natural gas supply from Nova Scotia ran out, and nobody made provisions to provide for other heating and electrical needs to several of those states. Is this correct that the Russians stepped in and took care of it?
Yes, it is. How fortunate for them.
Yes. Yes, and there was some legality about only certain ships could come in to bring a supply like that, like natural gas, and had to be, I believe, registered in the United States, and there was no ship that was registered in the United States that could do this. So the Russians simply maybe found one, bought one, did whatever, and took care of it?
They simply took care of it.
Okay. All right. That is awesome. Very awesome. Okay. Nancy Pelosi appears to be having some serious health issues. Is that true?
That is so.
Mm-hmm. So she is definitely on her way out in more ways than one.
Correct, my dear.
Okay. All right. Good. With the massive changes this month, the people who have been expecting to start humanitarian projects, to receive prosperity funds that are many, many, many years old as far as what's been planned, many sources of those, is this all just going to kind of dissolve because we'll be going to a place where we can manifest anything and there's no money needed?
I wouldn't say dissolve. I would say superseded.
Okay. Superseded. So they've been very valuable in giving those of us who know about this stuff hope for the future and that we would be able to do humanitarian projects. But ultimately, it's becoming unnecessary. Is that what you're saying?
I think you could say that, but what I really mean is superseded.
Superseded. Okay. All right. Superseded. Okay. There was a lovely report from Australia that they have legally backed down on trying to criminalize or marginalize alternative medicines and holistic medicines and maybe medicines, medical treatments used by the Aborigines, so that now there's more medical freedom in Australia. Is this correct?
In about time.
Yes. Supposedly, you know, I also know that the Australians, in one city at least, have created their own school, a bunch of families, with one leader. It always takes a leader to pull it together. Families who started their own school because the schools are so maybe not as bad as ours, but certainly not adequate. And so people are stepping up. Did they learn something by having their guns confiscated and realizing we can't let this government run our lives? Did anything like that take place?
They were faced with their children being destroyed.
Yeah.
And decided they had to take care of it.
Uh-huh. Well, that is beautiful. That is beautiful. That is great. Okay. Can you put any clarity on what was discussed by the Israeli Prime Minister and Trump on March 5th? When they met?
Change in relationship between the two countries was the primary topic.
Okay. And this would be at Trump's initiation and leadership, right? Yeah.
He's a good man.
He's a good man, right? Does the prime minister have an awareness that he's probably toast?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay, very good. So it was a successful meeting. It was appropriate and successful.
Correct.
All right. That is excellent. Okay. There was a news report from Ireland that they have broken the biggest pedophile ring there that they say has ever been in the country that they know of. I don't know, maybe they're just scratching the surface, that there were 11 perps and 14 victims identified, 11 perps arrested. This is certainly a step in the right direction. Will there be more discovered there in Ireland? And of course, it's all over the world, but it's being addressed, is it not?
It is being addressed, and one of the things that will come out of these wonderful changes coming for you is that won't be possible any longer.
Okay, so not being possible, meaning the pedophiles that won't accept the light will be gone, and the pedophiles that do will be able to function as normal.
Will be transformed.
Transformed. So they can function as their best selves instead of what's been happening.
Right.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. The Parkland, Florida situation, there's now been a first responder who has admitted that he was told to stand down, and others were also. This is very courageous. I'm very, very grateful that there's been so much exposure of this false flag type event.
And your question about that is?
Is this the last thing of that size that they can pull off in any way, shape, or form?
I won't say can. I say that it will be possible.
Okay, possible at least this month. And then by the time this month is over, that is all changed.
Correct.
In whatever way is appropriate. Okay. I found it very interesting that somebody did the work to research school incidents that didn't happen because somebody spoke up and stopped them. And it was like just in the month of February, I believe it was, there were like 15 or 20 around the country where that had no publicity, where some incident, potential incident, was stopped because somebody spoke up, right?
Correct. But that wasn't the news that major media wanted to put out.
Of course not. Of course not. Now, there was a report that on March 24th there would be something planned for Dallas. Has this been canceled or softened?
I think the word is canceled.
Oh, I like that. I like that. And the one that was for March 4th for Houston was also canceled, was it not?
Yes.
Yes. Publicity is wonderful, is it not?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Have the toplet bombs and other issues been pretty much cleaned up from around the planet? Are we close to done on that?
We are very close to done.
Very close to done. Okay, good, good. Well, this is awesome, Lady Sophia. Thank you so much for being here.
Awesome.
We are very grateful, and it is such an honor to have you here. We're just delighted that you were the one who chose to bring this message. Yes. Okay, you have a final comment.
Get ready for joy.
Oh, that is lovely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so very much. Namaste.
Namaste.